Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Before starting with the three prayers which are now in the natural order of sequence, I would very much like to explain a little principle which is behind the Kapanya Panjika Stotra. The principle, I believe, is very important to understand. When we had these sessions where we talked about the beautiful effulgence of Shishirara and Krishna, the ornaments, the garments, and even the fragrance which is spreading from the divine couple and intoxicates the bees who always are together with Radha and Krishna. Then some devotees said to me, "Oh Maharaj, this is very high information. It may be difficult for us to relate to this." Then yesterday in the afternoon we went to Dainya Bodhika Vigyapti, Confessions of Our Incompetence, where we heard Rupa Goswami saying, for instance, in text 17, "The most unpardonable sin is made non-existent by a small particle of devotion to you. This makes me hopeful. For this reason, I now appeal to you." After devotees had heard this, these prayers and prayers in these moods, they said, well, all of a sudden we can relate to the prayer. Yeah, we also have been very sinful, and we also are hopeful that whatever little devotion we have in our heart may dry out the ocean of sin which is covering our heart. So devotees have expressed, to one part of the prayer we can relate, but to others not. My dear devotees, and they said, well, maybe we should therefore not hear these high subjects where Radha and Krishna are described. My dear devotees, I think we should especially hear the divine secrets of Radha and Krishna's world, even if we are somehow stuck in the world of the mind and the ego. Because there is a secret which you need to know. Whatever you contemplate and think of during the time of your sadhana, that you will actually reach in your practical life. In other words, when you, by sadhana, you create a certain spiritual energy. You are in contact during your sadhana with the holy name, which is a pure spiritual reality. And by this energy of the sadhana, you will be moved towards your sadhya, your spiritual goal. There's a very important verse from the Prema Bhakti Chandrika which says, "Sadhana ye dhana chai sita dehe taha pai, pava pakva matra se bichar, pahite se prema bhakti, apakve sadhana riti, vakati lakshana tatvasa." It says, "Whatever I aspire for as a practitioner, as a sadhaka, I will surely receive that thing in my spiritual body. It's only a consideration of immaturity or maturity. See, a mango, when it's green, is still a mango. It has the shape and it has the biological composition of a mango. And a mango which is mature and juicy and drips with nectar is also a mango, but at a different stage. So in sadhana, you should aspire for the service of Radha and Krishna. You should praise Radha and Krishna, although you are somewhat green in your praise and in your aspiration. By the sadhana, that thing which you do now, that green mango will become a yellow mango. So therefore, it is useful to do this. Before we start praying, I want to read to you from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He says, the mentality during your Vaidhi Bhakti, exclusive cultivation of devotion with the aim of achieving Bhava Bhakti, and the mentality during Bhava Bhakti, which is intense cultivation with the aim of achieving prema, is called Nirbhandini Mati, undivided attention. If such concentration exists, then very quickly the devotee attains perfection. So, what is your desire during Vaidhi Bhakti? Do you want to become a servant of Radha and Krishna? Do you want to please Radha and Krishna? This is very important to know about this, to have this in your mind. And therefore, you need to know what Radha and Krishna are doing, what are their pastimes, how they look, what are their ornaments, and so that you can concentrate on the pot of water, on the goal, on your head, and go with easy concentration in your life. That's very necessary. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, in other words, the devotee must make an effort corresponding to the goal he wishes to achieve. From the very beginning of practice, that's from now, the devotee must adopt this concentrated attention and should be highly beware of giving it up because of distraction or inattention. Be careful. Never lose the goal of your life out of sight. You must have this. So after having said so much in order to encourage all of you to even emulate or absorb the subjects which may be a little high, I will proceed. These high subjects we learn or we concentrate, we hear about them so that we know what we are aspiring for. But we understand we are fallen and crying. We are great fools and we beg with a petitious voice, O merciful King and Queen, please splash me with the waves of your mercy. If a devotee always remembers what he is and what she is in a humble state of mind, but still aspires for one day a drop of your service, splash me with the waves of your mercy, please, then this will be fulfilled. Okay. Now, take please your Kapanya Panjika photocopies and enter with Rupa Goswami the third division of his prayer, which is called Lala Samayi Vigyapti, the expressions of longings. What Rupa Goswami has prayed for mercy, what is the specific mercy he wishes to have? Let us sing together. Sevam Vivadya Vam Deva Ihe kinchana naparam prasada bimuko hanta bhavanto bhavatam mayi sevamevatya vam deva ihe kinchana naparam prasada bimuko hanta bhavanto bhavatam mayi. O King and Queen, I wish only to serve you. I do not wish for anything else. Please be kind to me. The next verse. Natitam paramevedam
anata janavatsalo svam sakshat dasyame vasmin prasadi kurutam jane natitam parame vedam anata janavatsalo svam sakshat dasyame vasmin prasadi kurutam jane.
This is so nice. Please let us pray in one voice, but put your feelings to it, and we will pray slowly. O King and Queen, who are kind to the shelterless, please be kind to this person and grant the direct service he begs. Anjalim mutni vinyasya dino yam vikshate jana asya siddhira vishtasya sakrit apyupabat yatam naimut nivinyasya dino yam vikshate jana asya siddhira vishtasya sakrit apyukram nam. Please take your folded hands on your head like this. And say with me, with folded palms placed on his head, this poor person begs, may my desire now be fulfilled. Hare Krishna. So, Srila Rupa Goswami begs for service. The devotee does not wish to only taste rasa. Rasa, or relationship, and the nectar within a relationship, in our line, always implies seva. This whole seva to Krishna, service to Krishna, is the means of associating with him. Seva, in Sanskrit, implies also the concept of coming close. You cannot come close to Krishna in any other way than with this desire to render service to him, to be a servant, to be helpful. Now this service takes on the very highest consideration in a devotee's mind. He places the service on the top of the head. And Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, an example is given of Daruka, who fans the Lord in Dwaraka with a fan, and while he does so, he is overcome with ecstatic feelings, seeing the beauty of the Lord's eyes, seeing his smile, seeing how the beads of sweat are dried out. He's just stunned, and his hand stops as if it is arrested by ecstasy. Now, Daruka could be satisfied with this ecstatic emotion of standing before his Lord, finally, seeing his incredible beauty and the waves of luster and mercy which emanate from Krishna. But Daruka is not satisfied. He cursed his ecstasy and said, stop this ecstasy, my arm should be going again in the fanning motion. I wish that this ecstasy goes so that I can do my service. Here you see one verse which Rupa Goswami has given to us in order to say how much the Bhakta places service over the seva rasa as the highest consideration. He does not just wish to relish, enjoy, and lick up the nectar. No, he wants to serve. Another very amazing example of Shrimad, wanting to be a servant as the highest consideration, even above the consideration of relishing let me say, selfishly the beauty of Krishna. The highest example of this is Srimati Radharani, who says, please say with me, Ashlishyava pararatam finashtumam adashanam mahatam karotuva yata tatava vidadatulam pato mat prananatastu saivana paraham. She says, Krishna's enjoyment is my highest consideration and I want to serve that. I don't want to serve my own enjoyment. Let Krishna tightly embrace this maidservant who has fallen at his lotus feet. That's one option, but it's equally good. Or let him trample me or break my heart by never being visible to me. He's a debauchee after all and can do whatever he likes. But still he alone and no one else is the worshipable Lord of my heart. And Srimati Radharani goes on to explain by means of an analogy that if there is a gopi in whom Krishna finds more pleasure than in her, if there is an association which Krishna desires more than her own association, then Srimati Radharani will personally go to this gopi and serve her and convince her to meet Krishna. And the example which she quotes, and this shows you how much the seva conception is, the seva ras is more than the selfish enjoyment of ras. She gives this example of this woman who was married to a leper who couldn't move, who was very ill with leprosy, and who somehow desired the intimate association of a certain prostitute. This prostitute's services was expensive, so the wife of this leopard thought herself to be the servant of her husband to such an extent that she began to render menial servants in the house of that prostitute, just to make it possible that her husband, with his ill-motivated desire, could meet this prostitute for his own enjoyment. Huh? This type of bhakti, that is the bhakti which is based totally on the sevaras, of serving Krishna's pleasure, is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give. And Prabhupada says, this example is given herein to emphasize that a devotee should engage himself exclusively for the satisfaction of Krishna, without personal motives. That will make his life successful. Obviously, this type of bhakti or devotion is so pure that you can't really find it in this world. Therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita gives the analogy. It says, this is so pure as the gold which is washed on the banks of the Jambu River. The Jambu River is in a total different dimension. It's the Jambu River cannot be found here on this world, on this planetary level. But this is the bhakti which satisfies Lord Krishna. So let me now, in the remaining 6-7 minutes, Hare Krishna, I'm trying, if the Lord could be so kind to us and extend the time and make these 7 minutes as long as 7 kalpas, then we could talk sufficiently on our devotional subject. But I won't try to make you wait 7 kalpas here. Now, I would like to tell you a little bit about the art of prayer using Kapanya Panjika Stotram as you know, our example for doing this. When you pray to Radha and Krishna, you should learn to first come into the presence of your spiritual master and pray to him, then to superior Vaishnavas, then to Gaur Nitai, finally to the associates of Radha and Krishna, and then to Radha and Krishna. This is the ascending way of the art of prayer. And Prabhupada wrote about this in the letter to one of his disciples whom he wanted to train in the art of prayer. "One thing you must know," he said, "that any prayer you offer to your spiritual master and superior spiritual master, all of them are conveyed to Krishna. They are transmitted positively. So no sincere prayers go in vain. We shall always offer such prayers to spiritual master, superior spiritual master, Vaishnava acharyas, Lord Chaitanya, and at the end, Radha Krishna. That is the system." Now, Rupa Goswami, in his longer work, the Utkalika Valari, which parallels this Kapanya Panjika Stotra, at this stage where we are now, that is verse 25, after he has done these, said, I wish to serve you, he will now climb the ladder of successive prayers to the following personalities. He wants the higher connection, and he first starts in Utkala Valari, it's not here in Kapanya Panjika, to pray to the loving associates of Radha and Krishna who play all over Braj. Prabhupada said, you go higher with the art of prayer. In Kapanya Panjika, he immediately begs for the divine darshan of the divine couple. But in the longer work where he has more time, he prays to Lalita. And asks Lalita, nothing is difficult for you to accomplish. Can't you go to Radha and Krishna and place my case before them? You know, Lalita Sakhi tells Radha when she should go to Krishna and when she should maintain her loving anger and not go to Krishna. So Lalita, you have so much command over the divine couple. Place my case, please, before the divine couple. We would also, when we do prayer, go to our spiritual master. Please, you are close to Krishna. You are Mukunda Preshta. Place my case before. Or as we have heard yesterday, we approach Tulasi. Please, I want to get something of this Braj Bhakti in my heart. Please. Nayane Haribo Sada Yuga Ruparasi Nivedena Dada Sakira Nugata Kara Sevari Kara Diye Kara Nidadasi. Prayers, Tulasi, please give me the eyes to see. Please, Tulasi, be so kind and seva adhikara, give me the capability, the qualification to render seva. Huh? So these are all some good prayers. I would like to conclude this session by saying that Rupa Goswami also goes to Vishakha Devi and says, please enable me to attain the merciful sidelong glance of your two dear friends. Especially those of you who are devotees of Radha Syam Sundar in Vrindavan. There are Lalita and Vishakha left and right to the to the divine couple. You don't ignore them, please, and think they are beautiful statues. They are living personalities who can hear your pleading and your case and recommend you. In Ananda Chandrika Tika of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he writes about a wonderful pastime, how Radharani tells Vishakha to act on her behalf and make Krishna favorable to her and bring Krishna ultimately to her. This is the power of the associates of Krishna. They have the power which is invested by the Lord in them to bring the bhaktas near. So we always go first to the devotee and then to Bhagavan, because the devotee can bring us to Bhagavan. So Srimati Radharani instructs Vishakha Devi. I would like maybe Gaura Hari to come this next to me. And this prayer will show you how powerful the associates of Radha and Krishna are. Srimati Radhika instructs Vishakha Sakhi. You are my second self. You are both clever and eloquent. Therefore, Vishakha, today you must make Madhava attached to me. Go, go. Quickly go, pick some flowers. And then when Krishna comes, talk about my form, my qualities, and my love. Krishna will hear you talking about me indirectly and will come to you and ask you, "Hey Vishakha, about whom do you speak here?" At that time say, "Oh, no one, no one." Krishna will insist by saying, "I do have a confidential relationship about to the person about you are, whom you are talking." Then, Vishakha, you answer, "No, get out of here, Madhava. There is so much difference between the two of you. You are a Shita, and she is devoted to her husband. You are whimsical, and she is steady. You are impious, and she is devoted to the Devatas. Krishna, and you are dirty. And she takes 3 baths a day, after which she puts on clean clothes." And Radharani continues her instructions to Vishakha. Krishna will say at that time, Vishakha, as far as chastity is concerned, I'm also a brahmachari. In the Gopal Tapani Upanishad, I am described as a brahmachari. How can you call me whimsical? I stick to my purpose. I held up Govardhan Hill for 7 days with a steady hand. And you were all able to witness this. And Vishakha, how am I impious? On the order of my parents, I took initiation into the Vishnu mantra from Bhaguri Muni, my priest. Brahmanas like Purnamasi, Gargi and Nandimukhi all know this. And Vishakha, I'm also not dirty. I'm Suchi. I'm love personified, and I can prove it to you through your own experience. Love is always pure. Then Srimati Radharani says to Vishakha, "Now you must respond very cleverly. Syam has defended his case. He has said he is chaste, a brahmachari, very piously initiated by Bhaguri Muni, and the expert in pure love. Then you must say, 'Oh Madhava, still you are a man. And this girl who about whom I was talking, she is a married girl. She will never look at you.' Then Krishna will say to you, even if your friend does not look at me. I will be blessed by looking at her, even from afar. Then you must say, Madhava, how will you look at my Ishvari? He will say, there's one way. At least now Radharani talks about Govardhan Hill, who is listening in the back about this one way, how Krishna wants to meet his beloved Radharani. Today, says Krishna, I will personally install a deity of the sun god with my own hands in a cave of the Govardhan Hill. I will then smear the temple with clay or fragrant substances. And then I will go in the distance and wait until your friend comes to my temple, where I have this very good deity. Then you must take her there to see and worship this deity. When she sits there, says Krishna, doing her puja, I will be looking at her from the back, and I will be satisfied. And if you are kind upon me, then I will, with your permission, touch her foot soles very briefly, one time only. So Krishna suggests that Vishakha brings Srimati Radharani into a cave where he has established a temple, and then Krishna will come at the end of the puja and, like a normal person, touch the foot soles of the priest. Krishna will touch Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. Radha continues to instruct Vishakha. Then you must say, Madhava, what reward will you give me for doing such a service? And Krishna will answer, Sakhi, I will give you everything. I will sell my very soul to you. Then you must say, just wait, Madhava, I will fulfill all your desires. Then you come back to me and bring me to him. So this is an example how much love and trust Srimati Radharani and also Krishna place into their confidential associates. This was Vishakha Devi, whom we always worship. So Rupa Goswami will continue his line. He will pray to Subal Sakha and finally to the Manjaris, the servants of Radha and Krishna, that they help him fulfill his desire. And we will continue tomorrow with Rupa Goswami's amazing narration, how he requests Radha and Krishna to reveal themselves to him. It is very, very... Have you ever thought in your heart, what if one day I would meet the divine couple? Have you sometimes thought like this? Tomorrow you will hear how Rupa Goswami requests the divine couple to come to him, and it will be very nice and nectarian. Having said this, I will look secretly on the wristwatch. No, it's not secret. It's a... now it's before 4 o'clock. I thank you very, very much. And once again, I want to thank Siam Prabhu for softening our hearts. Remember the last prayer he read? Raskan, oh, when I have to be born here again, as a human being, I will be a cowherd led, walking about Krishna's cows. If my birth should be an animal birth, let me be a cow. And if I have to be born as an insentient thing, then let me be born as a rock in the sacred land of Braj, which is the land of love. Hare Krishna. So now please go take your dups from there and do your offering and pay your most humble obeisances. And remember, at 6:30, we will all meet for seeing something wonderful in our temple room. Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Sorry, I'm getting a little enthusiastic.